If you clicked on this video today, I need you to admit one thing to yourself right now. You are confused about where your significant other in your relationship or situationship stands with you. Unless you're the rare exception to this rule and you clicked on this video for some random reason, you are looking for some clarity on how X person sees you, and I'm gonna give you that today. This video is for my girls. I've been wanting to film this video for such a long time. I have my coffee today, I'm energized, I'm ready, and I wanna drill every point into your head today. Hi girls, welcome back to The Creation of Her, my podcast where I teach you how to close the gap between your current self and your highest self. If self-growth, getting ahead, and being the most magnetic person in the room is your vibe, then click the subscribe button to get more videos from me and to join the family. I'll wait. Okay. First of all, what does it mean to be a placeholder? What is a placeholder? A placeholder is somebody who your partner likes and likes to spend time with, but there's just that something missing. There's just that one factor missing, or maybe multiple factors that maybe they can't put their finger on, or maybe they can. And they probably don't want to be with you long term, and they might be honest with themselves about that, but they probably will not be honest with you about that. But for the time being, you are warming that seat of the feminine energy that they need in their life, and they just don't want to be alone, so you are the perfect, literally, placeholder until their dream girl comes. Or until they achieve a certain thing, whether it's finances, their body, whatever, so they can go and get their dream girl. What are the signs that you are a placeholder? Number one, which is a huge telltale sign that I see happen to some of my girls, is that they are not investing in you. And what's even worse and tickles my bones even more, that I can clearly see and I try to tell my friends, and hopefully it's getting to their head, when they have the resources to greatly invest in you, especially monetarily, and they still will not even do the slightest thing like send you food, send you flowers, or invest in any type of way. And investing is not just money. It hurts when they have money and they're still not investing money in you, but it's also time, it's attention, it's effort, it's the resources, etc. Basically, people value what they invest in. If you've ever met a guy who has a car that's like their baby, and maybe it's even like either it's a luxury car or it's a fixer-upper car, but they put so much time into detailing it and modifying it, and they just put so much time into their baby, right? Nobody can touch that car. That car is their everything because they have put so much either money, time, effort, or all of the above into that car. So they highly value that car, whether it's a fixer-upper or a Ferrari. People in general, but especially men, value the things that they invest in. If they're not investing in you, you find yourself begging for certain things. You find yourself wishing that they would do X, Y, and Z for you. They just don't value you. Another sign is if they put off talking about the future, or when they talk about the future, you are not included in it. For example, if he talks about, oh, when I get married, oh, when I buy my house, I'm gonna do X, Y, and Z with my wife or with whatever, but you are not included in the future picture. His future plans have him in mind and probably his dream girl, and you can just tell or you feel that they do not have you in mind. He makes no connection with you in his future plans, or he just doesn't talk about it in general. Does he prioritize everything but you? If you cannot flat out and confidently tell me that he is putting you as the priority above his friends, above certain plans, above things that are not dire emergencies, like important work things, that even if he has a super busy day, he will make time to call you, he will make time to at least text you to come and see you for an hour. He is simply not prioritizing you, and trust me when I tell you that you will know when you are a guy's number one. You won't have to guess, you won't have to be like, well, he did do this one thing one time. No. When you are a man's dream girl, he naturally puts you as number one. It's not a big effort thing. He just wants to do it because you're his dream girl. It is just in their nature. So if you do not feel absolutely and confidently like you are their number one, you're probably a placeholder. Another time is that you do not spend that much time around his family or close friends if his family is not in town, or you've just simply never been introduced. Maybe it's even been months and he has no plans of introducing you. He's never brought it up, and if he hangs out with his close friends, maybe he even avoids bringing you around when he's hanging out with his close friends. It's giving placeholder. Now, when I ask you this, you better answer this honestly. Are you being breadcrumbed? Is he giving you breadcrumbs? And are you eating the crumbs up? Here's what breadcrumbing may look like if you're unfamiliar with the term. So you guys have a good day, you guys have a great time, whatever. You know, he's a flirt, he's charismatic, blah, blah, blah. And then after the good date, he's just lousy with communication. Maybe he doesn't even text you for a few days. And then after a few days, he sends you a little text like, oh, just checking up, blah, 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 basically to keep you around. Breadcrumbing basically means that he will study exactly what he needs to do to get by, and find out exactly what he needs to give you just to keep you around. Because he's only willing to do the bare minimum because you're not his dream girl. So he's basically throwing breadcrumbs at you like a hungry little pigeon instead of giving you the whole loaf like he naturally would do for his dream girl. And lastly, you guys have been talking for months and months, but he will not put a label on it. If you are in a several month long situationship, I can flat out tell you right now that you are a placeholder. Or another similar sign is maybe you guys are together and you're in a relationship, which you can very much still be a placeholder. Some people are even wife placeholders, which that is scary. But if he is somebody who is active on social media and he's not posting you, but he'll post everything else like his food, his friends, his day in the life, and he's not posting you after months, you're probably a placeholder. I have a friend who inspired me to make this podcast, and she fully told me to make it because I was trying to explain to her how she's a placeholder and she understood it too, but there's just something that wasn't clicking. So with all due respect, we're going to use her as an example. This friend of mine, God bless her gorgeous, gorgeous soul. She has been talking to a guy that she used to date like a couple years ago, and they've been talking again for months now. Said guy has lots of financial resources, let's put it that way. And on top of that, he has lots of time. So when it comes to investing resources, he has a lot of it. Money and time. Yet this guy will talk to her all day, every day on the phone, will be so good at communication, or so-called so good at communication, except he's extremely jealous. And on top of that, when it comes to investment purposes, he does nothing for her. When she says she's sick, he does not send her anything. He does not do anything to try and make her life easier. He has not sent flowers in months, like at all. He has never sent anything like that. And maybe the way that he gives love is not by gift giving. However, she has made it clear that she wants XYZ, whether it's flowers or once in a while getting food sent to her or something like that. But even with all of her hints or even just flat out telling him, still nothing. But it's confusing because he talks to her all day, every day. So of course, as girls, we think, oh my gosh, he's talking to me all the time. Even when he's busy, he calls me, yada yada. So it confuses us and makes us think like, okay, this person really likes me. But that does not matter for a lot of guys. Because at the end of the day, they are bored and you are just filling that boredom hole for them. And the truth is that if you leave, if you finally realize your worth and you leave, that guy in the next month will have another girl that he's talking to all day, every day to fill that boredom hole or that reassurance or validation he needs from a woman. Who knows? But you are just a placeholder. And if you leave, he will find another placeholder before he's ready for his dream girl. If he is not investing in you, and again, that does not have to mean financial. If he is not investing what he has, that is how you know we are very simple creatures. And I was gonna leave the action step for the end of the video as I usually do, but I just need you to know what I told her to do. I said, go on your phone and go on your notes app and start a note and put it as like his first initial or an emoji, whatever you wanna do, and start writing down things that he has done for you. Not things that he said for you, not how many times he calls you, things that he has done for you, actions he has done for you. Actions would look like sending me medicine or soup when I'm sick, sending me flowers. Maybe you told him you had a problem with something in your apartment or a problem with a bill or just any problem in general, and he hopped on it and solved your problem to make your life easier. Maybe if you guys are long distance, he made an effort to get a ticket to come and see you. These are all actions that show that that person is investing in you and sees something in you. So I told her to write this list, and then she texted me a month later and sent me a screenshot of the list, and it was still empty. And that's all we had to know. Now, if after everything I've just said, you've realized that you probably are a placeholder, here is what's keeping you in that placeholder position. And newsflash, it has nothing to do with the other person, and it has everything to do with you. Number one, you do not leave and you have no walk away ability in you. And that's kind of because of number two, which is that you have low self-esteem. And again, I'm not here trying to tell you that you're a horrible person or that you have like no confidence or whatever. We've all been in bad places, and most of us have been placeholders at one point in another. And most of us have all had low self-esteem at some point, and we had to put in the self-work to grow. But the reason you're staying is because you cannot see the signs and you cannot see the worth. And even if you see everything, you are simply just staying because your self-esteem is low and you need to heighten your self-worth. If you want a video on self-worth, I can do that. Just comment below. And number three, you accept apologies way too easily, or you simply just accept behavior too easily. Once he sees that he can do stuff and get away with them easily, now he's with you out of convenience and he's capitalizing on the fact that you are easy to be with. Now for the fun part, what are the signs that you are his dream girl? Because maybe you're in a placeholder situation right now, but I promise you, there is somebody for everybody, and one day you will be the girl who is somebody's dream girl, and you will be able to tell by these signs. Number one, It's basically the opposite of everything else I said before. So number one, he invests in you. And it comes naturally for him. He invests his resources into you. Again, it can be financial, it can be time, it can be effort, or usually all of the above. And I want you girls to know that there's a lot of noise on social media with big grand gestures and like large bouquets of flowers and everything. But that's just social media and people are showing the highlights of their lives. And there are also a lot of relationships where guys may do these grand gestures, but they're still disingenuous or they're cheaters or what have you. So don't see that as the end all be all. Don't get brainwashed by social media. There are so many ways that different men show the way that they are ready to invest in you, that they are investing in you, and that they love you. Another sign is that he includes you in his future. Probably after a few months, he's talking about the future with you seriously because he knows. When he's talking about his future plans, he's not talking about, oh, when he does this or moves to this city alone or buys this house with somebody. No, he has you in mind with his future plans and he lets you know that. Number three, he is proud to introduce you to his family and friends. You are going to be hearing from the people he introduces you to, like, oh, I've heard so much about you. Like, oh my gosh, he talks about you nonstop, blah, blah, blah. Another sign is that communication is easy. When you are a placeholder, he is very vague about the way that he feels about you. He's very vague about what you guys are and where this is going. But when you're his dream girl, you have no doubt in your mind. You never have to question it. You never have to ask him, what are we? Because he makes it clear through his actions and probably his words. And lastly, you do not have to nag about anything. As a feminine woman, you are able to be vulnerable and communicate your emotions, especially in a new relationship. There are going to be things that he needs to know that you're not comfortable with and vice versa. So you have open communication, but you do not need to nag. Because when there's a problem, when there's something that you need, he hops on it. When you're a placeholder, you're nagging about, oh, why didn't you get me flowers? Why didn't you text me all day? Why didn't you call me when you said you would? This kind of nagging does not exist when you're his dream girl. And now, very importantly, what makes you a dream girl? There are some women that are notorious for being placeholders, mostly because they can't see the signs and they do not have high self-worth and boundaries. And then there's also girls that happen to be the dream girl for many men, not only in the way they look, but in the way that they carry themselves. And this is not about attracting a bunch of men and being everyone's dream girl. It's about being your own dream girl. And it looks like this. Dream girls are not afraid to leave. They're not afraid to leave. They know that they have a completely full life within themselves, that they will go on living and have fun and have their amazing friends and their amazing life, and they go to the gym or work out, whatever they'd like to do. They have their boundaries, they have their standards, and nothing is going to change that. If somebody comes along and does not meet their needs or even their wants, they have no problem leaving or letting that person leave. Because they know that that person is not the end all be all. They know they can get exactly what they want. They know that they have amazing things lined up for them in life and they're not going to settle. Dream girls who are dating, who are in the talking stages, who are just in the beginning to end stages of dating, they have the mindset that you lack action and I lack communication and presence. A dream girl is not going to nag. She knows that she is not going to get what she wants by talking and yapping. She knows that her feminine energy is a gift and that it is a gift to be in her presence. So if whoever is ignoring her boundaries, does something that she doesn't like, and she's already communicated it in a vulnerable and nice and feminine way, she does not need to nag. She does not need to repeat herself. She simply just withdraws her feminine energy until the problem is resolved or she knows it will not happen again. She does not need to justify herself. She does not need to yap too much. She doesn't need to explain why she's acting the way she is or why she's mad. She simply just withdraws her energy, goes back into doing her daily things, doing her life, because she's in this black cat energy. It's so popular on social media, that whole dynamic of like the golden retriever and the black cat. But think about it. The golden retriever is like, like, come here. Like, I want you. I want to play. And the black cat is like, she's very independent. And if she feels like she's cozied up to you, she'll go and she'll cuddle for a bit. But if you move too fast, you move too sudden, you scare her, you do something she doesn't like, she will go back into her corner happily and continue being independent and just, you know, Point being, she is totally fine doing her own thing. And she could be cuddly with you, she could be cool with you, but if you don't make her happy, if you disrespect her, she will go back into her corner happily and her mood will not be dysregulated. Dream women are not the desperate kind of girls that go looking for love. They know that as a woman in their feminine power, that love will simply find them and it always does. A dream girl is secure. When she is with her partner, when she is with somebody of interest, she's not worried about them going and talking to other girls, about cheating, about looking at other girls when they're walking. Because she knows that if somebody else can get them, then they can have them. She's secure in herself. She knows that the person for her will have eyes for her only and will respect her. And whoever doesn't meet that standard can go. I am telling you, girls, from experience and psychology, that when you are his dream girl, he will do everything in his power to secure you in the bag and make sure that you're his. And you are going to feel it. You're not going to have any doubt in your mind that this guy is head over heels for you and wants to be with you. If you're his dream girl, he will lock you down and lock you in as soon as possible, mark my words. Because if you've never experienced it yet, you will experience it. And you're going to remember I told you, and you're going to think back on all the times that you were a placeholder, that you put up with things that you should have never put up with. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I didn't even have to do any of that. Like, this whole dynamic, this whole true authentic dynamic is so effortless, so natural, so secure, so safe, and so fulfilling. There's no doubts, there's no questions. You know that that person is all about you. And that is simply what you deserve. And on top of that, they will put insane effort. Trust me, they will move mountains to make sure that you feel safe and happy at all times. They will do everything in their power that they possibly can. And when you have a problem and when you voice it, just even the slightest comment, they will handle it in a heartbeat to the best of their abilities. As we're nearing the end of this video, if you have realized that you are most definitely a placeholder and not the dream girl, I want you to know that it does not mean that you're not good enough. You can be the most beautiful girl with all of the achievements, with just the best all-around personality, all-around looks, literally the dream girl on paper, and you still will not be for everyone. If you've realized you are the placeholder and it's time to take action, do not beat yourself up. Instead, you have to see your situation as protection and have the mindset that God made your divine counterpart that is out there somewhere and is just waiting to reach you in the divine timeline. And because of that, it will be made sure that you're not 100% compatible with the people that are on your journey for just a fraction of time. So that way, you can end up with your right person after you've learned the lessons that you need to learn in your previous relationships. When you realize you are a placeholder, it is a gift because now you can free yourself. And truly, men usually know if you're the one right off the bat, and most of the men that I've talked to can attest to this. So don't sit around thinking that it's going to change because it's probably not, and if it does, he just settled. And that is going to lead to a bunch of other problems, so you better not settle either. Because then if he does find his woman or his life lines up in a way where he can go and chase his dream girl, he is going to either lie to you and cheat on you or dump you and go be with that girl. And it happens all the time. We see these stories of women who were Bob the Builder for men and they built up a relationship with somebody for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And then when that guy got their money up or their dream body or whatever situation they had in their life got solved, they will dump that girl and go get engaged in like 3 months' time with a completely new person. This is such a common situation when you are in the placeholder position for way too long. So take this as your sign, do not deny it, and respect yourself. A placeholder is exactly what it sounds like. You are literally just keeping that place for somebody else that is meant to be there. You are like keeping the seat warm for them. You're just filling that void in him that he would fill anyways with any other placeholder until he finds the person that he truly wants sitting in that feminine energy throne. But girl, get off of that throne. Get off of that stranger's throne and wait to be presented with your throne. Your throne that is much bigger, much pinker, and has your name engraved in gold. 24 karat gold. Matter of fact, as much gold as you want, as much pink as you want, or whatever your favorite color is. Because that placeholder throne is not meant to be your throne for life. And the faster you get out of it, the better and the sooner your throne will come. So I may have been a little harsh today, but I've been in the placeholder position and I know how stubborn we can be and how we like cannot see the other side of things. So I understand, and I understand that there still may be some people that realize they're the placeholder and will still stay until they are forced out of it. And that's okay, I can't control everything, but if at least one person, if this hit you and you have been blown off the rails with realization, then I have done my job and I am the happiest person in the world. I love helping you guys, I love talking to you guys, and I'm here weekly. Share this episode with somebody who might benefit from it. Make sure to like this video if you're watching on YouTube, and subscribe, follow, download, do what you gotta do. I love you guys, I'll see you next week.